Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, October 19th, 2015. And with me today, Brian Chaffin. How's it going, Brian?
It goes.
That's better than it stops.
It's true.
Just saying. Anyhow, I'm glad you're here today. And it's always fun to hang out with you.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, there you go. Hey,
I'd like to say the same thing about you, but
I bet you would. Yeah. And once again, I am so sorry about the tires on your car.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Hey, we have a sponsor this week, and our sponsor is Drobo, the storage device guys. So that's
excellent.
Yeah. We'll talk about them in a minute, but what I wanted to talk about first is this news that came up this morning about apps that Apple's had to start pulling from the iOS App Store because they are using APIs that they're not supposed to that let advertisers grab all kinds of personally identifying information about you and then suck it onto their own servers to use as they please.
That's no good.
No, that's no good. And this stuff isn't supposed to happen.
No, this is actually Apple's supposed to protect us from this stuff. This is one of the things that that the walled garden is supposed to protect us from. Put another way, this is one of the things that when we trade away the freedoms that come from a completely open marketplace, one of the things that we're supposed to be getting back is protection from this stuff.
Right. And here we are seeing Apple having to retroactively deal with these problems instead of proactively catching them.
Yeah, of course, Apple proactively catches all kinds of things.
Yes, that's true.
And no one is going to be perfect at this. And when you have a world full of scumbags who are out to, you know, make a buck in any way that they can, you know, when you have enough eyes and fingers being applied towards the goal of getting around Apple's protections and regulations, mm-hmm. some stuff is going to slip through. But in this particular case, what I'm extra frustrated about is the fact that it was a third party researcher that found it, not Apple.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't help me feel confident about Apple's screening process for apps.
Well, I'm generally speaking confident about Apple. I
hear the hesitation in your voice, and I get it.
I'm not gonna bag on Apple. Some stuff is gonna get through. I don't actually expect Apple to be perfect here, but when this stuff happens, like the stuff with Xcode Ghost.
Right. Yeah, that was a few weeks ago where primarily developers in China were using copies of Xcode that actually had malware embedded in them, and they didn't know it.
Yeah, let's actually rephrase that. It's when developers in China were using a maliciously crafted forgery of Xcode based on ideas and concepts developed by our own CIA.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the CIA that came up with this idea, and sure enough, someone, I'm looking at you, the Chinese government, probably said, "Hey, that's a great idea. Let's do that here." And then was able to exploit the fact that Apple had a slow connection for developers to download this stuff because of the Great Firewall of China.
Mm-hmm.
In both of those cases, it was third party researchers that found it. Wait, is that right with the Xcode Ghost? Who found that?
As soon as I said it,
I realized I didn't know for sure.
I believe you are correct.
Oh, good.
I can't remember which security company it was that found it, but yes.
And this newest one was found by Source DNA. Right. And they found it by sort of deconstructing and reconstructing some internet traffic, I believe, is how they did it.
Right. Yeah. And so the deal is the what's the company name? Xiaomi.
Yeah, I think that's how it's pronounced.
Yeah, and what they so they're a company that provides an SDK for developers to have advertising in their apps. And so what Xiaomi did was figure out how to exploit private APIs that they weren't supposed to be using. And
so that these scumbags could track us.
Right. Right. And they and so it isn't like this was an accident, because they were figuring out how to really obfuscate what they were doing so that they could get through the App Store. And it worked, because they did. And Apple is pulling, I believe, 256 apps. That's what we know about so far. And working with developers of those apps so that they can get advertising hooks back in that aren't going to be...
That aren't compromised.
Yeah, that aren't compromised. There we go. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I hope the company that put this stuff together, I hope that they're burned and they end up going out of business.
I would like to see that too, just because this is very uncool and totally inappropriate. I mean, there's a trust here that's been broken by them, and then by extension, it hurts our ability to trust Apple. Although I'm like you, I think for the most part, the App Store vetting process is working well. We just occasionally get something, and when it does, it's a really big thing because we almost never see it. Yeah. So, that really sucks. Do you feel like you're not as trusting of the App Store process as you were?
No. No. I know stuff's going to get through. I just want I don't expect Apple to be perfect, but apparently I want Apple to be perfect here.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, it makes sense. And the change that I've noticed for me, and this started when Xcode Ghost happened, is that I am a little more reluctant to install free apps from companies that I haven't heard of, even though I'm getting them only through the App Store. I shouldn't need to be worried, and I probably don't need to be worried. But it's one of those little changes that I've noticed in myself.
Hmm. That is, yeah, that's interesting. I think that I am more likely to shy away the reality is that there's so much stuff out there. I don't download willy-nilly.
Oh, because you should. It's an awesome game.
there probably is a game called Willy-Nilly.
There probably is.
But I'm definitely uninclined to download from I don't know, any kind of app that looks cheap. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I get that.
And not really knowing, I think is part of that. Apple has high bar curated App Store. It's a high bar that I like. It is imperative. Apple get as much of this right as is possible. Mm-hmm. And when third parties can find this stuff, it seems like Apple should be able to find it first.
You would think. Now, my assumption is that as third-party companies are finding these issues, Apple's learning from those, which means that as they continue to evolve the App Store, their screening process will become more robust, and they will be more likely to catch these things. And we don't know how many things they have caught that we never heard about.
Yeah, it's true. I can't even imagine how much stuff Apple has caught, both maliciously crafted stuff and honest mistake stuff.
Right.
Right? I mean, the App Store screening process is generally considered rigorous. And my gut feeling on this is that reputation is deserved.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think so.
But, you know, I kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, Jeff. The App Store is so big. And this, you know, something we've talked about forever is the fact that the iOS users are the, you know, the creme de la creme in terms of consumers. Mm-hmm. They're the most highly desirable consumers as a group, because they tend to make more and they tend to spend more and you know, on and on and on. And because of that, that means that we're getting our more than our fair share of creeps and criminals and, you know, thieves and scumbags and secondhanders and shysters and, you know, on and on and on, because that's where the money is. That's where the people are. It's like, it's kind of like, you know, one of the things that the Windows world used to love to throw at the Mac world was that it was that all we had was security through obscurity. Mm-hmm. That no one cared to bother with the Mac because all the people were with the Windows. Now at that time, Mac users, generally speaking, were more affluent, spent more money, paid more money for their hardware, bought more software, et cetera. But we didn't have the numbers. Now obviously that's hyperbole, but we have most of the affluent people all over the place. So, you know, we have the numbers and the affluency.
Which makes us a target.
It makes us a target. And so, you know, Apple has to always be vigilant. And it's a good thing we have third-party companies like SourceDNA and others looking at this stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad these companies are out there finding these things. I don't begrudge them. And I'm really glad, because clearly we needed more eyes to make sure that stuff wasn't getting out to customers with, you know, that was doing stuff that it shouldn't be. So, yeah, I'm glad these companies keep hunting. And I'm pretty sure Apple's going to get better at their screening.
Yeah. Every time something like this happens, obviously Apple learns.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, and generally speaking, there's so much malware on the Android side, and yes, it never makes any news because there's just so much out there, right? And the fact that when Apple has one of these things come to light,
it's bigger news because
it makes that often. The fact that it makes news is a good sign. It's when it's when it happens so often that we don't care anymore, and we just say, you know, whatever. That's when we have a real problem on our hands. But in the meanwhile, I'm glad this got shut down. I'm glad it was found by SourceDNA. I'm glad that Apple was quick to acknowledge that. They also issued a statement acknowledging, although they didn't, that statement doesn't seem to acknowledge the fact that SourceDNA is the one that found the problem.
Oh, that's so Apple.
We've identified this. The statement is, we've identified a group of apps that are using a third-party advertising SDK developed by Yami, a mobile advertising provider. And it's like, no, SourceDNA identified it.
Right. Well, that's Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listeners, I'm curious. Do you feel like your trust in the App Store screening process has waned because of issues like Xcode Ghost and now the Yomi ad thing? Let me know. I'm curious. You can leave me messages at observations@macobserver.com. You can leave comments on the show notes, and you can also leave comments for me on Twitter. That would be at TMO Daily. Wow, I had to really think about that for a second. Wow, it must be Monday. And Brian, I mentioned earlier we have a sponsor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sponsor is Drobo, which is pretty cool. What they do is they make the – they're sort of like a RAID, but they're really cool because, you know, it's this box that you plug a bunch of hard drives in, and it dynamically grows based on how many hard drives you put in. And then if you have a drive that fails, no problem. You just pop it out and replace it, and you don't have to worry about data loss because your data is put together in this kind of cool way across all your drives. So when a drive fails, what was there isn't really lost, which is that's really cool. And actually, I got to test this myself, not by choice. I have the Drobo 5D, which is a 5-bay drive with some solid state memory to help speed it up. Mm. And it connects to my MacBook Pro through the Lightning port, so it's like crazy fast. And I have a 1 terabyte, 2 terabyte, and 3 terabyte drive in mine right now. My 3 terabyte drive failed, and that totally sucked because that was like half my storage right there. So I ordered a new hard drive, popped it in. And keep in mind, I haven't turned off any power or anything. I haven't disconnected the drive from my computer or the Drobo from my computer. I just popped the front off, stick the new drive in, and away I went. Didn't lose any data. And my only downtime was the less than 10 minutes that I spent cutting open the packaging from Amazon so that I could get the drive out and stick it into the Drobo. It was awesome. So anyhow, I'm glad that Drobo's our sponsor this week because their products are actually really good. You find the one that does what you need and then stick with that and you'll be good. Now, as a little foreshadowing for you, I've been talking with Drobo and they said that they're going to give us a special discount to pass on to all of you, our listeners. So as soon as I have that, I'm going to let you know. And I don't know what the discount is going to be, but I have a feeling it's going to be pretty sweet.
Oh, I bet it's going to be sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good. All right, so as soon as they tell me what that is, I'm going to tell you guys. So be sure and listen tomorrow and the rest of the week because I don't know what day I actually get to tell you what that discount's going to be. All right, so Drobo, thank you for being our sponsor. Go check out their products. You can just go over to drobo.com. That's drobo.com. And check out all their awesome data storage systems. Okay, Brian, before we wrap up, I wanted to get your opinion on a thing that Microsoft is doing where they are offering people $300 to trade in their Mac computers and buy Windows PCs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your voice says it all.
So there's so many things about this. First of all, I can't blame them.
No, I mean that's marketing.
It's marketing, but it's also it's potentially a profit center, right? Because they're giving you up to $300 for a device that is worth up to $12,000, $13,000, $14,000, $15,000, $2,000.
That's awesome. I hadn't really thought about that part.
Do you like the image I used, by the way, for the?
Oh, your image is wonderful. Your LOL graphic?
Yes, I didn't make it, but I chose it. I thought it was – anyway, that's beside the point. This is potentially a profit center because they're – and it's just like, you know, a trade-in for any other company offering a trade-in for, you know, your smartphone because they can go resell those. And, of course, we know that iPhones have the highest resale values. But one of the fascinating things to me about this is that, you know, they lay this out in a grid. So they, you know, the news, what the deal is, they're giving you money back towards a specific PC purchase. And it's not just like, you know, a Surface Book. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I don't think the Surface Book is even included in this program. So whatever. It's a, you know, for me, all the usual suspects, you know, Dell and HP and Lenovo and Acer and Asus and, you know, all the other crap ton of crappy PC makers that are out there. And so if the qualifying laptops in this program start at $5.99. Mm-hmm. And you can get a, I'm going to cough. Mm-hmm. So why don't you talk while I mute?
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. And see, this is how the magic happens, because Brad needs to cough. Anyhow, I find it funny that that the laptops that Microsoft is offering the deal on are laptops where Microsoft won't be out of pocket anything, because it's not their own product.
Well, yeah, but theoretically, but yeah, I'm not sure that's the case, because
well, they'll be out $300 up or up to $300 for giving you your rebate.
Yeah, I'm assuming that Microsoft is involved in the transaction here somehow.
Yeah,
that's one way or another. I mean, it's possible that it's actually even likely that Microsoft is outsources, and so it's one of, just like Apple outsources its trade-in program for the iPhone at the Apple Store.
Oh, right. Yep.
Right. So, you know, Microsoft is just serving as sort of a branding conduit for this little program. But so they've got this little table here, and you've got the new purchase price, $5.99 plus. You've got trade-in reward, $200 for laptop, quote unquote, and then trade-in reward, $300 for MacBook. And right, I mean, Microsoft is just acknowledging, it's like they want to make sure that we know that MacBooks are worth more than PC laptops.
Which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, they're making that message right there, is that MacBooks are worth more. But again, $300 is you've got to have a fairly old MacBook to get only $300.
That's true. Yeah, if you have anything from like the past 3-4 years, even, you're going to get more than $300 for it on eBay or Craigslist. But you know, I guess some people are just kind of lazy that way, and they would say, "Oh, $300, that's easy."
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. I can't imagine too many Mac users are going to be tempted by this.
My guess is that Microsoft isn't going to be handing out very many $300 checks at all. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, there you go. It'd be interesting. I don't think this is going to turn the tide in Apple owning the high end of the market. That's for sure.
No, and if nothing else, Microsoft has finally very publicly acknowledged that that a Mac laptop is worth more than a Windows laptop.
It's true. And one last thing about this: mm-hmm. If you do need a PC laptop, and you do have probably an older MacBook, and you don't want to bother selling it to yourself, this is a good opportunity for, you know, it's a good way to get a discount on it.
Sure.
And a hassle-free discount. You know, some people don't want to hassle with selling something on eBay or trying to sell something on Craigslist. You know, just an easy way to make it happen if you've got to have that PC laptop, or if you're tired of things working just about as well as they should have. You know, if you're tired of having great looking hardware.
And if you like to have a challenge in your computing environment.
Exactly. You know, if you're saying to yourself, you know, this is just too easy. This is too easy. I need something harder. This is your chance to do it.
There you go. Hey, Brian, we're out of time. So,
word.
Yeah. Thanks for being here today.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having, I would say us, except for that would be a lie.
Well, no, there's two of us. Just me and you. It would be grammatically incorrect for you to say to have us, but whatever. Anyhow, it's awesome that you're here. So thank you for taking the time to be on the show today.
Of course, man.
And Drobo, thank you for being our sponsor this week. Check out their storage systems. That'll be at drobo.com, and listen throughout the week for the discount, because that's going to be coming. And listeners, thank you for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.